So this is book Lambda, which begins on July 17th, 1985, and goes on almost a year to April, not three quarters of a year, April 1986. Starts with a fresh start on KPN Delta Beta 1-7. No preparation of class 17, and no supercoil left, and about 50% yield. And then proceeding then to make a blunt end with T4 polymerase, and continuing KPN digest Thursday, July 18th. Disappointing page, that was page 5, disappointing, no sign of KPN action. And nonetheless continuing to use it, the KPN Delta Beta transformation on page 7. A good transformation with Gina and Nabuyo's preparations. So here we come on page 7, Thursday, July 18th, KPN Delta Beta transformation using cells, Recce bacterial cells. Competent cells, HB101 is the name of the cells. One preparation from Gina and one from Nabuyo. But we checked Nabuyo's cells, and they were not Recce. So there was a difference between Gina's material and Nabuyo's.
It wasn't.
On page 8, there is a comment. There is an insert describing a phage clone, Lambda BD 12, which is a partial SAL3A digestive genomic DNA from a patient with a hereditary persistence of fetal hemoglobin. Cloned into the BAM-H1 site of lambda phage EMBL3A. This is material and from Kathleen Del Grosso commented on the material. It's 10.8 kilobase XBAR fragment. Which includes a 2.3 kilobase R1 fragment of the delta gene. So it was plated on DP50 subeth, the Dennis Barrero bacteria, and minis were obtained. And analyzed on the following page, Saturday, July 20th, page 11. And checked on two of them. because of the ones that were checked at number 14 and number 19 make sense. KPN cuts make sense. And this was continuing then on page 1-3 and 1-2, July 21st, Sunday. Delta Beta, K117 it was called, Kappa, that is Kappa 117. No, it's not. It's K for KPN, 117, Delta Beta, K117. Number 14 was grown up from a single colony. That probably in the Rec A plus strain. And there is checks on it. On colonies 14, on candidates 14 and 19. Confirming that the correct site on both of them. No, that's incorrect. On number 14. Correct on number 14. Making a sub-F fragment again, going back a long way. HEPA 2 sub-F fragment, 380 base pairs, P, Pi, VX, etc., and comments on it. Cut is fine. Trying to get the fragment, and on page 19, Friday, July 26th, nearly missed. It is in S. You see black in the future. An insert from Harvard, a letter from Harvard, talking about two plasmid DNA sample, and this is from Rick Myers, with sending me two plasmid DNAs. One he used for making a labeled RNA probe to detect the sickle cell change in DNA, and the second one is one that he made from a lambda clone given to him by Stuart Orkin. So these are sickle cell DNAs, basically. And the next page is from Joe Peters, letter, MRC. Now, at Didcot, at Harwell, Didcot, Oxfordshire. In having a nice little letter. The DNA that he's sending is from the liver of a mutant mouse, HBBD4 homozygote. So a hemoglobin, a mouse hemoglobin gene. And evidently feeling happy on Saturday, November 9th. So that's a jump from July 26th, no entry until November 9th. Saturday, November 9th, which comment the grants written course on its way. So I'd been writing grants and teaching. And this is looking at the X-bar fragment of unmodified DNA, human DNA, 11 kilobase fragment that had been used in the targeting as the target locus, with a TAC1 fragment of delta being about 3 kilobases in it, and so digesting with TAC1 to isolate that 3 kilobase fragment. With a map on the opposite page 24 of delta beta sub F insertion. Into the COS site, next to the COS site of this little unclear. So I'm wanting to prepare two fragments. One a fragment from a delta beta TAC1 fragment, which I call delta, capital delta, little delta, and a fragment for the sub F being HEPA2 fragment, a small fragment already I talked about. And a reasonably clear map of what was being done. So, cutting fragments out from gels on Sunday, November 10th, page 27. And proceeding to insert them into this construction. The aim being to find a way of detecting gene conversion versus crossing over with a scheme that will perhaps become clear, although already commented on. So Monday 29th is inserting a PVO2 TAC1 piece into a KPN HEPA, or assembling these four fragments into a bacteriophage. A scheme on how to do this. Which is pursued experimentally on page 31. Repeating ligations, page 33. And now beginning to think about using the gene targeting for other purposes. This is a beginning of a whole new thought on Monday, December 30th, page 35, talks about the EK cell system. That's Evans-Kaufman cell system, which eventually became the embryonic stem cell, for which Martin Evans was received a portion of the Nobel Prize. Along with Mario Capecchi and myself. And so here on page 34 is a reprint of a very important paper on the formation of germline chimeras from embryo-derived teratocarcinoma. This is the beginning of this thought. This is not yet the cells that he became famous for. So with Alan Bradley, Martin Evans, Martin Kaufman and Liz Robertson showed that they could get germline chimeras from embryo-derived teratocarcinoma cells. That's interesting because that was basically the same type of thing that Beatrice Mintz had published on. It's referred to in Alan Bradley's paper. It's reference 18 to Mintz and Ilmensi. So it's really talking about the embryo-derived pluripotential cell, which exhibit both a normal carrier type and a high differentiation ability. That's referring to Evans and Kaufman, critical paper in Nature, volume 292, page 19, year 1981, page 154. That's the Evans and Kaufman paper of ES cell. This paper is, as it were, in a sense, a backtrack to showing that you could get germline chimeras even if you started with teratocarcinoma cell lines. And I don't know why I have picked this out for inclusion. But I'll just look and see what context the comment on where Beatrice Mintz's work fits into it. I've always been interested in that side of things. Because it's just referred to as the public published rates of construction of germline chimeras using embryonic carcinoma cell line have been disappointingly poor. And that's where the reference to Beatrice Mintz's work is. But anyway, going back to the important part, page 35 is the EK system, the Evans-Kaufman cell system, and that you need a feeder layer of STO fibroblasts. These are HPRT minus, and they are thioguanine and warbane resistance. They need to be subcultured and frozen. And the EK cells from Martin Evans CC 1.2 originally received the end of November, so that's a month earlier than this entry. But it's rather enjoyable reference, even though it isn't documented here, that Martin Evans brought the cells to me personally. He was over in the United States and he visited my lab and he brought the cell in his shirt pocket in a little tube and came over into the lab and pulled out this tube from his left-hand shirt pocket and said, "Here they are, Oliver." Gave me his embryonic carcinoma, his embryonic stem cells, as they later became called. And so this is talking about them and saying they were originally received the end of November. And one flask was contaminated and one was trypsinized and frozen. 8 ampules. So we got these cells from Martin Evans and began to think about using them because the gene targeting frequency was so low as to be useless for gene therapy, but maybe could be used to make mouse mutants. The plan, commented on the bottom of the page 35, is to use these to get HPRT minus by recombination. In other words, to start with HPRT plus and use recombination to get HPRT minus and get chimeras or germline by the blastocyst route. So here was the thought that we would go from HPRT plus cells QHPRT minus, and as it will turn out later on, and this is in fact not the best way to do this type of experiment. It's much better in trying to work out the system to go from HPRT minus back to HPRT plus. The background is much lower. So here we are on page 37, Saturday, January 4th, 1986. Now, making a delta beta SOP F fragment, the 3 kilobase fragment. And cloning it into a plasmid called P8153. Cloning that fragment. And Nobuo had a preparation of this material, and which we attempted to use. And whether Comden should have given longer time for KPN, but can live with this digestion of KPN ready to do the subcloning. And then KPN linkers being put onto a delta beta sub F. The KPN linker coming from going back to theta 879, where that was available. That one's in here. No, next one, yeah. So we must have made it on 379. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was to make a KPN linker addition is described on that page of book theta. Now making a different one. KPN linker, because we still couldn't synthesize these linkers at will or buy them. So a digestion with KPM after the insertion, hopefully, of a KPN linker, but no visible changes. So it gets rid of the linkers, and that is carried out on Wednesday, January 8th, page 45, a prep gel to remove the linkers and sub-F and get the linker sub-F product. Feeling rather happy about it, evidently, because on page 44 it says, conclusion, proceed with the cloning. Ligation is on the next page, but it could have been a minority fraction that was not kept, however, proceed with the transformation. So transformation is on page 49, Friday, January 10th. These HB101 recce cells made competent by Susan McAvoy. And transformation was carried out with lambda 47 PBR PBR and with a control. Those meaning the DNA was from lambda 47 ligation or from control of PBR 22 3 PBR 3-2 and control DNA. And then picking colonies on the January 12th and hybridizing them to lambda 53 sub F. Label probe, with a comment on the opposite page, and not an uncommon one. Start again at KPN Linker Stage. And Phil will do this. So, Sub-F Fragment Lick Translation, page 853, and cloning, and rescuing, etc. On page 55. So, continuing this. Page 59, rechecking page GW 149.1, which comes to the conclusion that it cannot be the beta piece, but a comment with a little arrow saying OK, confirmed by IBS2 blocked by Vicky as negative. It cannot be the beta piece. So, as usual. Progressive experiments. Trying to rescue the X-bar fragment on Thursday, January 30th, page 63. With an experiment on Thursday, January 30th, page 65, taking delta-delta X-bar and the lambda 63 X-bar pool, etc., and packaging. To get a page an appropriate page. Usual sonic extract and free solarizate, etc. And on Friday, January 31st, page 67. Looking at the ligations of various things done on page lambda 65, a whole bunch of different ligations. With a conclusion, I must have labeled the samples in the reverse order, but the conclusion of the experiment is that the ligation was poor. The packaging was only about 4 times 10 to the 6 per microgram. Plated on the right bacteria. If plated on C1A, only 9 phages were positive versus where it says about 6 phages per microgram versus 4 times 10 to the 6 when tested on a suppressor strain. So, repeated ligations, page 69. So, continuing. And more tests on Monday, February 3rd, page 73. And trying to inactivate X-Bar with increasing heating, but use too low temperature. Making more delta-delta X-Bar material from Sharon 3A delta-delta X. More ligation tests Tuesday, February 4th. And remake of the classic buffer, which Nabuya and I continue to use for very many years, a P95 buffer. This little book P way back, and it gives the formula for that buffer, which is a ligation buffer. And we've both of us over the years kept tubes of it and used it for very many years. Tris, magnesium chloride, DTT, and ATP. So the Lambda 77 ligation E, tested on Wednesday, February 19th, page 81. About 5 micrograms of ligation, approximately 25 micrograms of tube, etc., etc. Previous titer was a 1 times 10 to the 8th per microgram. So, redesign of the TN Fuchs series fusion. The thymidine kinase neomycin fusion series to make a TH, a hygromycin fusion. Page 83, Wednesday, February 19th. How to get a different selection promoter driving, or the same promoter driving a different a fusion gene. Rescreening of RGB 31.5B, 98 colonies, continued from book Kappa, 81, going back to work with the targeted colonies of mammalian DNA, new genomic DNA available from RGB 31.5B Lambda 87. Concentration is high, 475 micrograms per mil, and suitably labeled. And testing the DNA that was obtained. Bulk packaging recipe on Monday, February 24th, page 93. So here we are, packaging again on Monday, February 24th, page 95. The experiment is 31.5B, packaging that material and controlled DNA, which is Sharon 3A Delta LAC. And the ligation of 31.5B is the lambda 88 ligation, and plated on C1A. C1A plating. Had the idea of using maltose, but it didn't seem to be very helpful, so it's not good in the comments, and abandoned in the plate. So this is C1A plus maltose. The plaques are smaller with maltose, and it's talking about the yield of phages. DP50 sub F bacteria with 31.5 B package material, 1 × 10⁹ phages, and the control was equivalent to 2.1 × 10⁷ per microgram. Plated on DP50 sub F, but plated on C1A gave a 1.3 × 10⁴ total, meaning that 1.3 × 10⁻⁵ of the total have recovered the suppressor gene. 300 times better than the Kappa 35 ligation, and 10 times higher than usual, so a very satisfactory result. Yeah, so, talking about it on page 97, Tuesday, February 25th. Looks as if single packaging mix works well with large scale. This is a single packaging mix. I failed to see that. It was the packaging was Chi-92-SMR, whatever that might be. I just have to find out what that is. This continuing on page 95, Monday, February 24th. This was using a single packaging mix called SMR Chi and Lambda 92. It's called Lambda 92 SMR. Lambda 92 SMR is a single packaging mix. Let's see what it is. This is, yeah, am I on? This SMR is a packaging mixer which Phil Howells had, a single packaging mixture. It didn't need the Freesol lysate and the sonic extract. So we're continuing with the, on page 95, February 24th. The DNA of the whole of a lambda 88 ligation packaged with this mixture, lambda 92 SMR, with and without maltose. And although, as I said before, the maltose turned out to be no good, the single packaging mixer worked quite well. And so going on to page 97, remarks and results of large-scale plating of the lambda 88 free 1.5 beta. And I think I've said this already, but it looks as if the single packaging mix works well with large scale. And a summary of what was obtained on page 96. Hybridizing to 5.2 kb, a fragment as usual, and to beta IVS 2 onto film. Developed on Friday. 5.2K was no good, a doubtful positive on IVS 2, so it didn't actually work anyway. Tuesday, February 25th, 99, going on with the beta S hygromycin resistance design plasmid. I know what I'm trying to make. Two-strain packaging, going back to the two-strain packaging with the usual sonic extract and Freesol lysate on page 101 of the lambda 89 ligation of 3.1.5B and control. Usual. In this case, some maltose was added. Not a very high yield, but continuing. Hybridized to the 5.2 and the beta IVS 2. Saying from the page title that it was leave on film until Sunday if negative, in parenthesis, expected, only hybridize all the filters to the Lambda 105 probe. Fresh probes being made, page 105. 5.2 kb probe, the usual one. 1.1 times 10 to the 8 counts, and beta IVS 2 probe, 1.2 times 10 to the 8. So one was 60,000 counts per minute per microliter, and the other 80,000. Pretty good. So rehybridizing the lambda 88 filters to these two probes. Moss by Phil. Film's on that page. There's no immediate comment on the result, except a review on page, on the following page, Thursday, March 6th, of the 31.5B experiments. The conclusion that the best estimate of the first slip was that 74 were positive for 5.2K probe, but no positives for beta IBS2. And the second packaging, Lambda 89, has 70, at least 76 hybridized to OK to 5.2K. And beta IBS2 hybridization looked clean, 4 or 5 spots corresponding to plaques. One plaque was stronger, but uncertain alignment. And the overall conclusion is that 31.5B can now be abandoned except as needed for development of method. More than 200 5.2K positive plaques have now been inspected, and the unwritten statement is there, and found negative for hybridizing to the IBS2 probe, indicative of targeting. Comparing two strains and one strain hybridization on page 113. So sonic extract and freeze-thaw lysate for the two strain, and the other was preparation 9 from Charlie Barstead. With a comment that the two strain gave 10 times fewer phage on titration than the one strain ligation. Expect then, if that was correct, it's commented, is documented on Monday, March 10th, page 115. Expect about 200 doing the two strain bacteriophages, and 30,000 on the one strain, if those numbers were right. So titration data looked to be confirmed that the one strain was better on Tuesday, March 11th, titration data, and on the opposite page, one strain has about three times a better yield per amount of material than the two strain. One strain linear above 6 microliters with a multiplicity of infection greater than 0.015, and the two strain linear above 24 microliters with a multiplicity very similar, 0.02. So different technical things in getting packaging to work efficiently with the two methods. So returning on Tuesday, April 8th, page 118, to pre-saw lysate, on F lambda 45, KPN delta beta super various ligations, cloning with KPN linkers, trying to get this delta beta piece made. Checking on it on page 121 with the comment that it's probably there. Probably in there. So on ligating again, page 123, repeat of linkers on page 125. No signs. Test this again tomorrow. And bulk single, page 129. Lambda 123, lambda 125 are no good. So usual negatives are mixed with the positive. Blunt ending with polymerase, T4 polymerase, to make a sal linker on page 131. And continuing in the following pages with similar experiments. Now, a cleaning of polymerase on tack 1 ends, page 137. But no sign of ligation. Try PEG, getting a bit desperate. PEG attempt at rescue on page 139. Restarting on page 141. Klenau and linker, page 143, just slogging away. Rather unhappily, I think. So, having obtained, apparently on page 144, a sal PVO2 delta beta TAC1 sal fragment, delta beta on a sal1 fragment. Always the problem of not at that time being able to buy linkers or make them synthetically. Made life considerably more tricky. Same sort of thing, continuing, and here we are, carp intestine alkaline phosphatase, page 151, Saturday, April 26, on a delta, a beta, a kappa, a 117. Or whether that's K117 at this point, don't know, not important. Prep gels for a new linker with the delta beta S, a new fragment delta beta S on a BSDX1, a SAL1, with SAL1 ends. Check on the products prior to ligation, page 155, ligations on 157. And because transformations again on Monday, April 25th, that's April 28th rather, page 159. Repeated Tuesday, April 28th, with Ron Gregg's fresh cell. Happy with the results. So finally, a sort of conclusion of the plasmid minis summarized on page 161, Wednesday, April 30th, minis delta, capital delta, little delta, and delta beta S. How to proceed, trying to make these two. Uh, And so the book is ending on page 163 with Minis on Delta Beta S with the big cross out and scrapped, and the opposite page 162, April 30th, the day before, retransformation with the rest of the Delta Beta S ligations, but evidently are not too satisfactory ends to this book.